Let's go to London next and George Parker, political editor of the Financial Times. George, what's known about the likely shape of this deal between the UK and the US?
Well, I think there'll be a bit of a gap between the rhetoric that's been deployed by President Trump this morning, saying it's going to be a big and exciting day and it's going to be a full and comprehensive trade agreement, and the signals coming out of the UK. Look, I mean, obviously, it's significant that Britain has emerged at the front of the queue in getting an agreement with Donald Trump. But I'm told that it's going to be quite targeted on British goods, which have been specifically hit by the latest round of Trump tariffs, particularly the car sector and the steel sector. And then a sort of statement of goodwill about further talks that are going to come further down the line to reduce tariffs across the board more widely. So I think it's a sort of two-stage process. But I think for Keir Starmer, it's an important moment because it shows that some of the flattery and bending the knee, I suppose you could say, to Donald Trump is starting to pay off.
He has been in desperate need of good news. Is this it, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, his Labour Party had a real hammering at the polls in local elections in England last week. His own personal popularity ratings are gone through the floor ever since he was elected as Prime Minister Pat last July. So it is important. I think it's important because it sort of shapes the way that people view Keir Starmer as someone who can get a deal with Donald Trump, get a trade deal with India that we saw this week, and hopefully get a deal with the European Union at a summit in London on May the 19th. There's someone who can walk tall on the international stage. But of course, things that people really care about are things that affect their day-to-day lives. Things like, for example, the government taking away pensioners' winter fuel payments. Those are the things I think that really count. But this helps to shift public opinion, I think, of the way they see the Prime Minister.
What are the likely trade-offs, do you know? I mean, what will the UK have to give the United States in return?
Well, it's a good question, because really this amounts to sort of extortion by trade policy from Donald Trump. I mean, a lot of what Keir Starmer is going to be hoping to achieve this afternoon is removing the worst impacts of tariffs which have only just been introduced by Donald Trump. So what are we going to give in return? We're probably going to cut tariffs on US car exports to the UK, cut tariffs on meat and seafood products entering the UK, probably give some vague assurances on things like free speech to try to appease JD Vance. So a whole load of things. The question is, does this just get us back to a slightly less worse position than we were in a few weeks ago?
Questions had been raised about whether Britain would have to lower its food standards. Now, this, it seems, won't be the case.
Now, that's very much a red line for Keir Starmer. He said that, well, in fact, it's in the Labour Party manifesto, that we won't reduce our food standards or our animal welfare standards. So that means that the current ban on the import of hormone-treated beef and the famous chlorine-dipped chicken will remain. And that's obviously very important because those products are also banned in the European Union. And if the UK wants to have a closer trading relationship with the European Union, we obviously have to keep those American products out of our market.
Some concerns being voiced here over the past hour or so about where Northern Ireland will stand if the UK has a trade deal with the United States and the EU doesn't. Can we look forward to another debate about the Windsor framework, do you think?
I'm afraid that's almost inevitable. But I think, look, I mean, the Windsor framework is quite specific that Northern Ireland remains in the UK's custom territory, that it does benefit from UK trade agreements with third countries, provided that those agreements don't prejudice the application of the Windsor framework, for example, by doing things that are prohibited by the EU single market. Now, the things we were just talking about there, hormone-treated beef or dipped chicken, would clearly cut across our obligations under the European single market. That would be a problem, but that they aren't going to be part of this agreement with America. Hopefully, Northern Ireland will be able to benefit from some of the benefits of this trade agreement in the same way that the rest of the UK will.
Thank you very much for joining us. George Parker there, who's the political editor of the Financial Times.